it is hotter than a stripper on debut.
Yeah.
Does that work? A stripper on debut.
That's hitting the cutting room floor. he has to throw a stripper line in there, dude.
Oh, first
you just can't have him. Yourself. Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out with a pouring old man. My name is Russell, and this is the Pouring Old Man Podcast. Thank you for joining us once again. Pouring one out with me this week, he's the Mac Daddy that'll make you jump, jump, is Chris Cross from next door.
Oh, I like that one. Thanks, man.
This is a special occasion. This is the 50th episode of the Pouring Old Man Podcast, and is my 50th episode of the Pouring Old Man Podcast as well, so give myself a bit of a pat on the back there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Chris, thank you for coming along once again.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
No worries.
This is... It's going to be great. It should be a special show. Four big beers.
Four big beers, which I've kept one hidden for me. It's a bit of a surprise coming up.
Is it one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good because that would have made five beers then. I was thinking, what, one?
No, yeah. Okay. Now, let's not get too crazy. Anyway.
No, definitely. Yeah. Well, before we get carried away, what's been happening?
I saw someone at work today.
Oh, did you?
And I thought I'd bring it up. A couple of weeks ago, we were at the Karuna Tavern. I mentioned how my friend at the Denala.
The shoe man.
The shoe man. Different shoes. There was more to that story after that one time. Okay. I've been meaning to tell you, I just keep forgetting.
All right, yeah, you got to whip it out.
So one day he came in, obviously he had the missing shoes. Apparently a few days later, he rocks up in his bathrobe.
Like the Big Lebowski.
Pretty much like the Big Lebowski, yeah. He's like the Samoan like Big Lebowski or Tongan Big Lebowski, something like that. And I was thinking, okay, sure, maybe he just lives down the road and pops in. But no, he lives a couple of suburbs over.
What?
So he hops in the car in his bathrobe and sometimes odd shoes and makes his way down to the pub dressed like that. And if you're going to you just probably pop it into the servo or the supermarket as well. So that's just how he rocks through life. So,
do you peg him for like dress code or anything? Well, no, you just
you've seen my pub, haven't you?
Yeah, but you just go, you know what, I'm going to let that slide. That's 10 points for Gryffindor.
I was thinking today, you know how you got these TikTok videos that start off, tell me you're something without telling me you're something.
Oh, yes, like, yes.
I was looking at the gaming room today, just looking at how some people are dressed, and the one thing I could think of was, tell me you're a drug dealer without telling me you're a drug dealer. This guy with like rat's tail and an Adidas like tracky top on. Like,
the bum bag.
He's one.
The people will keep like, marshalling past him all the time and getting things off him. Yeah, actually, while you're on the TikTok subject,
yes,
there's one thing that's really captivated my attention on there this week.
Oh, is it Warren?
Oh, besides him.
Besides him, yes. He's a very captivating man.
He's thrown the gauntlet, though, for TikTok beer reviews. So I've been trying, which I discovered is quite hard.
I've got one that I might release, but then I realized that I didn't actually review the beer.
I drank it, but I smashed it in like a big gulp. And I went,
well, it wasn't that. I was talking about the beer and talking about how I like the beer and what the beer, how the beer makes me feel. But then when I was listening back, I didn't actually give any like tasty notes of this is what it does. I thought, the hell? So I don't know how.
This made me warm and fuzzy. Anyway, this guy, his name's Liver King.
Liver King.
All right. I'm just gonna quickly show you a video so you sort of get up to speed.
Right.
Okay, it's probably going to be a bit of a chunky you're going to edit. No, not really.
Like, when is it not a chunky edit?
Yeah. Well, I'm bound today to make it a good one. All right, Liver King. Okay, give it some context. This guy, his sort of life is based around what they did hundreds of years ago. You know, you'd earn your feed. There's like a real primal aspect of... Yeah. Eating.
Here's what we have. We're going to start with the staples. We got raw liver, about 3 ounces. We got a little piece of femur bone. We're going to scoop that bone marrow out. We got some ground organs and muscle meat piled into these burgers, half cheeseburgers, half plain burgers. I'm not going to eat all these, but I will eat all of these. I'm going to take 5 of them. I got a bowl of potatoes. We also call this pile of potatoes. And a few garnishes over here. We got some avocado with some fresh olive oil and some sea salt. And the wife made some homemade pork rinds today, topped with some lard and some salt. That's what Liver King's have for dinner. Now it's time to go eat.
Look at the dude. Look at the dude.
Well, I mean,
it's
like he's built. He's got, you know, pretty decent, like, you know, pecs and abs and shit.
How much older do you reckon he is than us? Wouldn't be more than 10 years, you know what I mean?
All right. Do you actually know how old he is?
Or? No.
Okay, no. So I reckon he's one of these, like, 50-year-olds that looks like a 30-year-old.
But this guy is a machine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's eating, like, you know, half a cow right there. So is that a daily portion, or is that just a lunch?
No, that was dinner.
That was dinner. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was dinner. Like, but I watched the training video, and you're just like, holy shit, it looked like a Rocky montage. Like, it was insane.
Well, this guy's got time to prepare all that food and work out and do that, whereas, you know, I get home, sit on the couch, I might have time to get off the couch later and get a beer. That's me done. That's my regime. Just need a
3-minute shit in without someone annoying.
3 minutes? Jesus, mate. God.
That's a marathon, eh? But anyway, yeah, keep going on. Where were we?
All right. Well, since we've moved along, who are we? We are the Poor and Old Man. Just a couple of golden oldies sitting around the back porch talking about the beers we love for the 50th time.
Yeah, hey, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
We release freshly brewed episodes of the show every Tuesday morning on all the usual podcast services. If you enjoy the show, you can help us out by giving us a review, a rating, and spreading the good word to everyone you know. You can also join the conversation on Facebook with the Pouring Our Men Facebook group, where you can join our small, bullshit-free community of like-minded beer lovers. You can also follow us on Instagram and also TikTok now. There's the Pouring Our Men page. I'm at Pouring Old Russ. Warren is at Pouring Old Wazza. Pity is at Pouring Old Pity. And Chris, you are at...
The_neighbor_official.
Yeah, and we're all the same on TikTok as well, which we started to do some stuff on TikTok. We mentioned that before, so...
I'm trying.
You're trying?
I'm trying. It's the hardest thing is, like, you see something you like,
yeah,
and you do it, and you go, no, I'm just ripping off someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it just, that annoys me. I'm trying to think of something original, and you just don't think of anything, and you just see the abyss. You know what I mean? And... you come nothing.
It's hard to come across anything original on TikTok. Like, someone finds out something original, and then within like a week, there's 1,000 or a million people copying it, you know? So, 50th episode, I just want to have got a couple of stats here I wanted to bring up, like the best beers so far in the 50 episodes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So, just going to recap it just very quickly. First of all, the number of episodes we've been, obviously, I've been on every single one of them, so I'm up to 50. So, I've cracked the half ton, Twiggy the Box, and all that.
That's pretty good.
Number two. Pity's still there, hanging in with 33 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Wazza slowly getting there. He's on 28.
Yeah, right.
Do you know how many you've done?
No.
Have a guess.
14.
Well, close, actually. 17.
Oh, wow.
This is your 17th episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm getting in there.
Yeah.
Well, this time next year.
Probably still 17 because this is my last. No.
So from that note, we're all retiring.
If I make it to 53, I'll be satisfied with it. And in that time, our top beers as well.
Yeah, this is what I want to hear.
So I've basically, because we, for a lot of the second season there, we're running out the 5-point scale. So it's all on percentages, and I've averaged out the percentages.
Great
now,
idea.
I am missing out a few episodes as well. So there's a couple of crackers in there. I just didn't have time to finish off the stats.
Mm.
So... number one from Bacchus Brewing is Ab Faberge. They got 100%.
Yeah, that's
both
awesome.
Me and Pity gave it 5 out of 5.
All right, okay.
So, next on the list was Garage Project Surrendered to the Void. This was the
first one, 2021.
Yeah, so the Boysenberry, vanilla Boysenberry cheesecake one that we had last year. And they got 97.5%, tied with actually All Rise on Me from Sea Legs, which
is the
rye one. I love that beer. That was an absolute cracker. Then, on by itself, in fourth place, on 95% is the Grifter Demon Lung Smoke Porter.
Yeah, that's a great beer.
Yeah, that's a very good beer.
Yeah.
And then you got tied next after that, the 93.33%, Fallon's Imperial Stout.
That was a good one, too.
And Bacchus, again, with Maple Coffee Maple Reserve.
Yeah, that was a great one, too.
You will notice all of those, except for the rye, are all dark beers. Yeah. So, really showing like what our preferences are.
Oh, I can't say like dark beers are more challenging to make. They all have their own.
You can throw a lot of different flavors in there and get away with it, I suppose. Yeah.
And the thing is too, like some of those dark beers could be circumstantial. Nah, we did because that Ab Faberge that was spring last year, wasn't it?
Me and Pity did the one. Yeah, it would have been end of summer, beginning of autumn, I think. So
right. Okay. I was just thinking it might have been circumstantial. Like, you know, it was warmer weather and, I mean, colder weather, you know, you go for the bigger, darker beers. But no, that just defunct that theory.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty thirsty.
It was cracking to a beer. All right, time now for show and tell. This is, I've got a surprise beer. Chris doesn't know what's going on
here. I'm a bit excited about this.
Now, Chris, we're all friends here, okay? this is a safe zone.
You're not. I've got a feeling.
Just your safe word is yellow Capricorn, okay? It's just so I know you want out. We're all friends, okay? So
yellow Capricorn. All right.
I've got a little something for you.
You know, actually, yellow pineapple.
I just unzipped as well, so.
I wonder if that picked that up.
It might have actually.
That'd be creepy. Must have lose a big man.
Now, I've told you I was going to bring this to the show again one time, just for you. It is, of course,
the pickle beer.
Garage Projects pickle beer.
No.
This, me and Petty review this, again, this is back late last year. I've had it a couple of times since. I quite enjoy it. And Chris always said, I don't want to be disgusting. I just want to get your hot take. I brought one for myself as well.
Oh, wow.
We're all friends here.
Thanks, man.
So, yeah, I thought for the 50, it'd be nice to...
When did you sneak these in? I didn't see the delivery driver.
Obviously, yeah, you're watching my house. Mate, no, because the missus wasn't home when it turned up, so it went down the post shop. So.
Oh, right.
It makes me worry about you sniff around my... Oh, Chris got delivery.
What's he got in there? Oh, the Bacchus delivery.
It's beer.
Oh, man. Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, let's...
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Let's get the spill on the can. So again, I've been on this track before. Pickle beer, it's a cucumber dill, pickle sour, full of everything you find in a jar of pickles, basically. So
it literally looks like though, with the water cucumber, coriander seeds, mustard seeds, dill seeds, fresh dill, habanero chili. Okay, kosher salt, and artist by Stacey Robson. Bit excited. Let's do it, mate.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're here.
We'll do double crack. Now, this is actually my TikTok video review that I've got coming up.
Oh, really?
But honestly, I haven't released it because I knew you didn't know I had this yet. And this is one I forget to review because I've had it before, so I thought this is a roller coaster ride of a beer.
Mm.
And I forget to tell you all the flavours of it. So
the interesting thing is, when you pour it, it looks like it pours pink. When it, look, you see what I'm seeing?
It's kind of all that, yeah, a slight sort of pinkish
change. Well, you put it to the light.
Yeah.
You got that transparent yellow.
Also, I wanted these last night. Don't judge it too much on the smell, because it doesn't smell that great. It's a very heady sour beer.
Want to taste good.
Now, do you like pickles?
Mm. Fuck me. You'd make a good missionary. I mean, converting the...
Oh!
The people.
This is sounding promising. This is sounding promising. So,
the one thing, like, the sour does it justice.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because the sour hides the fact that you're drinking a pickle, but the salty tart, it's refreshing.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, I can remember there's one of my sort of favorite reviews that we did was the pickle one that me and Petty did, because we're the same reaction. Like, there's the silence and then. This actually works because everything's just in harmony. You've got the saltiness and the sourness. Yeah.
And like, this is something what I'd call like a meme beer. You know what I mean? Like, it's like one of the ones like, oh, I'm going to get to marketing genius. You know what I mean?
It's
everyone loves cheeseburgers, so let's make a pickle beer.
Yeah, it's like a stunt thing. Let's put it on the, and everyone's going, oh, wow, pickle beer.
But
then all of a sudden people realize, actually, that's quite nice.
Yeah, this is following through. Mm. Yeah. That is really, like, and I don't like sours, but. Is it because it's hot? Is it because it's like
it's
Satan's asshole after Taco Tuesday right now?
Because did he get his tacos on Taco Bell? Probably would be.
At Ambly.
No, it's funny because it's the sourness there, but it's got that saltiness and the cucumber that kind of refreshes as well. But it's a weirdly refreshing beer. Like it's.
But you couldn't smack 4-pack straight up.
Oh, God, no. No. This is a one and done. You just sit there, have that. It refreshes the palate really nicely. Yeah. It's very crisp. And
this is a great beer to start on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
What is a good beer to end on?
I'm pulling stumps already. Jesus.
No, I mean. this is delicious. Anyway, while we're sitting on that.
Yep. You got some fama.
We got mail.
All right. Genitalia.
Well,
I still didn't come up, with a jingle either for that one, sorry.
Oh, I'm sure we could find something one day. Something will happen when we get time. We'll make something. Unless someone wants to send something in. Anyway, first one. I only got three that I want to share. A lot of them sort of like, oh, I love the show and sort of stuff. Yeah, which is cool. You know what I mean? But
we get so many of them. It wouldn't be fair to read out to, a couple. So.
Like we only got a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. The first one is from the Chronic Gibber.
Right.
I think that's how it's pronounced. You know when they put like numbers and stuff like that. He's written, or she, or non-binary person,
they.
Wrote, they. What was doing with the heavy breathing? Sounded like a morbidly obese Darth Vader was on a Stairmaster.
Oh, gee, that's a bit harsh.
It was. But, I'll tell you now, we had a new mic system, if you couldn't tell, last week.
Yep.
I had the mic up high, coming down past my nose towards my mouth. Rookie error.
Yeah. He pretty much inserts it in the left nostril and is bringing out the right and just didn't quite work.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking of the left nostril, I do have a deviated septum. So I discovered this year. So you hear that like slight whistle sound.
Wait, you
say
septum or scrotum?
Well, that's mum's listening.
Right.
What to go with that?
So Chris's mum, does he have a deviated septum?
Anyway, there's a slight whistling sound that's coming from there, but I have this habit of
not to be confused with the crickets you can hear in the background.
No. But when I hold a glass, I sniff it a lot, and so that's why the breathing. So I'm talking and sniffing at the same time, which resembled me sounding like I was climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Second one. Actually. I'll take another sniff at a mouthful. Next one is from Knowlesy's Flavor Saver.
Knowlesy's Flavor Saver?
Yeah.
Is this Shannon Knoll?
I'm assuming so. And you know, a little bit of hair he had under his lip. Yeah, I think it's from that. And this one says, and Woz is going to be proud of this one. How do we get into Woz's group chat? Well, a good start is, join our Facebook page.
Yep, that's always a good start.
Woz will post videos on there. Start sweet talking him, tell him sweet nothings.
Yeah.
And he might throw you into his fold.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
How do I get out of Woz's group chat?
I don't know. I tried deleting it. He just keeps coming back.
Yellow Capricorn! Yellow Capricorn!
And the worst part about it, it's the last thing you see before you go to bed, and it's always the first thing you see when you wake up and you grab your phone. There's something from Woza. The man doesn't sleep. Anyway, yeah, there you go. Join the Facebook group and just sweet talk Woza on there, and you'll be in it before you know it, and then you want to get out.
Yeah, that's it. There is no escape.
Yeah. All right. And the last one from Star Wars Fan 96.
We've got a few Star Wars fans on this.
I'm surprised considering you fucking tarnished them.
I had someone agree with me, actually.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, I like this one. First time listener, first time mailer. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, there you go. And do these guys get pissed every episode?
Hmm. Well,
great question.
As the veteran here of 50 episodes.
Yeah, the big 50.
I can say, well, not often.
No.
The episodes like this we're recording late night on a Saturday, I've knocked off work and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Especially
Chris has got his hair out.
Normally what we do, we normally split a can, one can between a couple or whatever, and that way we can drive home, no dramas.
Yeah.
Because you are literally living next door.
Correct.
Saturday night, I ain't driving anywhere.
Correct.
We don't have such rules. Like, ideally, I don't want to be drunk on the podcast because I want to be able to, like, you know, talk properly and talk, like, you know, literally, you know.
Don't well.
That wasn't alcohol, that was just all pickles, mate.
Bullshit.
But I'd like, you know, people to know what I'm saying and not gibbering on. Because I've listened to some like podcasts where they get boozed on it. And it sounds
really
like,
dribbling.
It sounds crap and I hate it.
And they talk about strippers and ping pong balls and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, I was listening to one the other day.
You talk about strippers.
Yeah, but I don't
You just don't play
detail.
Table tennis.
No, that's true too. But I don't get in the nitty gritty like some of these other ones.
That's only because your mum started listening.
That's true too. I freaked out. It's something mums don't need to hear. But you are right. Like, no, we don't. But on when we do the late ones, when it's just me and Russell, we get to indulge in full cans.
There are a couple of lots, just going back around the last 50 episodes. There's a couple of late last year. We recorded two episodes in the one day.
Oh, yeah.
And they got a little loosey-goosey. So yeah. I think there's one, we did a Victorian episode, and there's either one before or after that. And if you listen to the end of it, you can tell that we've had a few. Pissed. Yeah. The other one that comes to mind, I mentioned before, is the number one beer on the show, Ab Fabergé.
Yeah.
We did that beer, that was like 14%, and there's another beer before that was like, 9%.
Oh, wow.
And even me, there's just me and Petey, we split cans, and I was sitting there, oof. I don't know whether I should drive and probably have a glass of water and wait like half an hour.
And walk it off.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I reckon the worst one's probably Kronos.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, they got a little bit loose.
That was, we're pretty pissed. But mind you, we had an 8 and then a 10er straight after each other, full can each.
Yeah, and then you brought out the Ballistic as well.
That was 8, I think, or 7 or something. And then we just trudged on. It was good, but yeah, to answer your question, sometimes,
only occasionally we try to stay mostly sober on the show,
coherent, that's probably the best way. But anyway, that was it for the mail. So guys, if you want to send any mail, send it to us on either any social platform, email, or smoke signal.
I had one.
Oh, hang on. Here we go.
Your mate Rhino.
Oh, Rhino.
Good old Brucho Libre.
He was slotted in your DMs.
He did. Because I was talking about things that, to watch on TV because I'd run out.
Yeah, right.
He came through a couple of suggestions. He suggested Good Girls, which I haven't checked out yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't pick that.
No. There's one called You that's on Netflix. Which I had a quick look because I'd heard about You before that it was supposed to be quite good. And I watched a couple of episodes and it's really weird. It's kind of...
this is one that's based around more of the antagonist, isn't it? And he's like a creepy stalker?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. That's pretty much... Yeah, he's a creepy stalker. He's got almost like a Dexter kind of vibe to it. Like, nice guy, he's a bit creepy, a bit weird, so...
I hate them ones because you get drawn into
weirdness. I like it. Because it starts off, the guy seems like, really weird and this is a bit creepy. And so it's interesting. So I mean, a couple of episodes into it, so... Thanks, Ryan, for the suggestion there.
Man, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so finish off the pickle beer here. Do you want to give it a score there?
In terms of... Okay, on our scale,
right?
I would buy it again.
Yeah.
So it's above a 5.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll drive more than 40 minutes, but I'm glad I tried it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe because there's a little bit more theory in it, because you're like, blah, blah.
Right. See, I'm at the place where right now I wouldn't drive that far, because I've got something I'm happy for a while.
Yeah.
Because I went about like 8 months without having, between first and the second time having it. Yeah. And by the end of it, I really wanted it. So if I was, been a while since I had one, and someone on the north side of town, we're the only place in Brisbane that has it, I would drive there,
drive and get it. Mm. I'm going to give it a solid 7.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've scored it once before, and I'm pretty sure I gave it 8 then, and I'm giving it 8 again now.
Now, because you literally went out of your way to get it. But definitely, it's try it. It's an experience.
Absolutely. Itself. It's one of these ones, you just got to be a bit brave. It's the idea of it is off-putting, but the result is surprising. Like, yes, it tastes like pickle, but it's not disgusting. It just works for the beer.
Yeah, I like dill, like as a herb. Like, I put dill in potatoes and... dill on heaps of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you can just get that in it. And I like dill.
All right. So next up is a new experience. This is going to be the first of these beers that I've ever tried. And they've been doing the rounds of fair bits online, and everyone seems to have one at the moment. So it's about time that I pick one up and give it a crack. So time for a bit of slipstream and chill, as I like to say.
Slipstream and chill.
Hey, you like that?
That was good. That was good.
So Slipstream Brewing, this is Polar Cold IPA. It's a 6.8% cold IPA. I've not had a cold IPA before, but they seem to be growing in popularity around the place. So this will be a new experience. Have you had cold IPA before?
I've had a cold IPA before, but...
all my IPAs are cold, but...
not like this, no. No, and the difference of it is that it's a hoppy lager-materialed IPA, is it?
Lager ingredients brewed like an ale, I think.
An ale
like in an ale style.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's I don't know. I reckon let the beer do the talking. I think.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
It's certainly a style of beer, cold IPA. Yeah, that's marketable. That's a very smart name for something.
Especially in Queensland.
Yes, exactly right. All right, let's crack one on.
Gonna bring the sex appeal topic up.
We can do it next. I'll do my little thing.
Oh, you can do that now?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So pouring that. Good.
There's a slight haze to it. It's kind of that.
It's a nice colour though.
It's like a hazy lager looking colour. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's different.
It's a very lighter colour, not the big sort of amber sort of darker colours you get from IPA.
Smells different too.
I smell like petrol or something.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it.
I don't know why I smell petrol, but there might be a pickles coming back through or something.
Regurgitating up. Bit of reflux. What is that? Could you get that like that? Okay. It's like a Westie gone wrong.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's not gone wrong, I should say. It's like...
It's like a muted Westie. Like, it's yeah. Like, you know, this is a Westie, but just go easy. These guys haven't drank many IPAs before. Like, it's got a bit of... It's like a peachiness to it and a bit of like... Nectarine, but then it's got a sort of citrus coming through as well, popping up. But it's all very sort of mellow and dialed down. Like it's not coming through hard.
That's a good way to explain it. But no, it's like it goes bam, and then the people can't actually see what I'm doing.
No, it's not a visual medium. So what I think this is like if I describe what is like, you know I say is like it's I would say peachy nectarine. But done in style of like a trained announcer. So,
perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's well put.
So it's that, but it's kind of muffled and not very clear. Yeah,
not very clear.
Mm.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Well,
it's not unenjoyable.
While we sip away this.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
I've created something.
Like Frankenstein?
Do you like to play games? Hello, Sydney.
Yellow Capricorn. Yellow Capricorn.
Everyone on the Facebook group that I would have seen, I was asking for you guys to name some Core Range beers.
Oh, yes.
Because so, I was working on a project.
Yes, gotcha.
Right. Time to unveil the project.
Yep.
So this might not work for an audio medium, but we'll see how we go. So, have you played the board game Guess Who?
Oh, you're joking.
I've created what I call Guess Brew. So, if you open up, you can be red there. So,
okay, I'll be red.
I've taken the classic Guess Who board game.
Yep.
And if you open up the panels there.
This is impressive. Put it this way. There's a lot here that you're looking at now and you go, oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, this is why on the Facebook group I was asking for the beers. And ones that people know. I'm not putting like random, like, you know, limited edition stuff that people won't recognize, or you in particular won't recognize. All right, so the ideology of Guess Who is you pick out a card and then you got to ask the opponents yes or no questions to try and work out what card you currently get.
Limited editions have been shit.
Yes, that's why I wanted to, you know, keep it like, you know, fair.
Like, limited editions to you are so memorable to me. They're just like, that's a thing.
And so to give you a range of the beers we have there, I've got some from Deeds. I've got Just for Warren. I've got Cooper's Pale on there.
Oh, what a guy.
A couple of them, Black Ops, Little Creatures, Bent Spoke Crankshaft, Larry, Young Henry's, Kaiju Crush, J-Juice, which is a suggestion on the podcast. The Little Creatures, Little Creatures is on there, but Creature of the Night from Ether Brewing. It's Garage Project, yeah. Even included for my own, myself, Brave Brewing there from with the Tiger Milk IPA, so yeah.
Alright.
So, do you want to ask the first question?
Are you a hazy?
No.
So I'll take all the hazies down. That's right. That's how this is played.
That's
right?
Correct. Yes.
Yes. That's a really hard fucking question because I can't really see them. Nipah's counted as hazies?
I count Nipah's as hazy.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, no, that's one there.
All right, we're good. All right. Are you brewed in Queensland?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good. That's a good. Good answer. See you later. See you later.
Shit.
See you later. See you later. See you later. See you later. I thought I had more Queenslanders in here than
what the family. Hell? You just got like the money shot.
Oh, I did. There we are. Hey, this is looking good already. You ended all right, up so with I've
six,
got
seven.
Yeah, seven left. You've got about 20, I think, or 19 there. Oh, right, a... you're up next.
Are you brewed at a brewery that starts with B?
No.
I think that's it. Yep.
Hmm. Is yours a hazy?
Yes.
Ooh.
You've probably got one left.
I think I've got like three left.
Yeah. Are you brewed in Queensland?
No.
That was a shit question. Your mates is in Queensland?
What's that?
Your mates is in Queensland.
Your mates is Queensland, yep.
Ether's in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
Moondog? No.
No.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's it. Okay.
That was shit.
Is yours made by an independent brewery? As it not owned by CUB or Lion, basically.
Oh, that's a shit question. Yes, it is brewed by one of those.
Okay.
Hmm.
So that's independent. That's independent.
Oh, this is awkward.
So I've got one left for you. So you've got a few there. So
all right, I'm just going to go and guess.
You're going there. It's the only option, really.
Yeah, it's the only option. Are you James Squire 150 Lashes?
No.
Damn it.
Are you Bolter Hazy?
Oh, correct, I am.
Yes!
What a great game.
What a good game. Hey. Wow.
And you can buy that for $59.95.
It's a limited edition. $59.95. Double it, buddy.
$110,000. That was cool, man. That was cool.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, so that was Guess Brew.
Guess Brew.
So that's a party game coming from... Oh, let's try and make these for the merchandise store.
We have to, one. I think. Yeah. Yeah, limited edition. And we'll sign it.
Yeah.
Like Stan Lee.
Because yeah. I did one of these going back at many, many Christmas ago when first got to, Matt and me and Nose first got together. Well, do we have a child? I think we had like one baby at that point, whatever. It's a couple of babies ago. I created a family version of Guess Who.
Yeah, right.
So instead of all your normal, I'm Jeff, Terry, Tom, whatever, I put actual people from the family on the board game.
That's clever.
So there's my family, the in-laws and stuff like that. And yeah, so...
Hence why you will get 1,000 followers before me on TikTok, because that's very creative. And here's me going, be a bad.
Be a good, be a bad. Well, yeah, so that is Guess Brew. So
mate, that is brilliant. We're going to play this with Wazza.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's going to hate it for the fact that, one, I've got Coopers on there, and two, I put Moondog on there, which I had to, really.
There's one stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's a couple of stouts.
I only seen the Creature of the Night.
There's also a Revolver from Brick Lane. I had to give a shout out to Josh. So,
see, yeah. I couldn't really see that. Oh, I can see it now. It looked like the draft to me.
Yeah, yeah.
In the lighting. But yeah.
Right. Thoughts on the beer again?
I think it could grow on you.
It's definitely something that requires further investigation. Yeah. I think.
Like, you don't want to shoot it in the foot and go, oh, that's shit. Because it's got the makings of it. IPA, definitely, and
it's got a big hop drop in there as well. Like that sip I just had is very hoppy. You said before, it was like that West Coast style, and it's got that West Coast style bitterness to it.
Yeah.
So,
and Slipstream are in now for big Westies.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
I don't know, like, and the other shit thing too, like, we can't really. There's nothing we can compare it to. Like, if we put another style version of this just to have a better sample.
Yeah, exactly. It's something we need to have a couple more and see where this one lies. So it's hard to gauge, which we're still going to have to, but...
considering we don't know much about it.
Yeah, and so...
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I just don't know...
How good it is.
given how popular this thing is, you know, these beers are going, how everyone's doing one... I was probably expecting something to be, wow, that's super crisp and refreshing. I want more.
Yeah, I want to try that again.
I'm not there yet.
No.
And it doesn't strike me as being that refreshing or that crisp. So, you know, the whole cold IPA name doesn't seem to suit it.
No.
So I was probably expecting something to put lighter and flavors. Again, I'm sounding very negative. It's not a bad beer. Mm. It's fine.
It's like when you know, you go to like a really awesome Korean restaurant,
mm.
and then you find out you got to cook your own meal. It's like that.
What sort of Korean restaurants do you go to?
Yeah, Korean barbecues. Yeah, you
haven't
been to one?
No.
They have like a hot pot plate in the middle and you cook your own.
There's been something similar. There's a steak place in Toowong here in Brisbane. And yeah, they're seeing like the hot rock and you cook your own food on there.
Bullshit, that. Yeah. You pay $50 for a steak, you got to cook it yourself. Then you got to wait and you just watch it. It's like torture.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, then afterwards you start looking around and say, what else can I put on there and not catch fire?
Yeah, like napkins and shit.
Yeah.
And your business starts hitting it. Slow.
I was single at the time, so you know, me and some friends, and we're like, you know, putting a lot of salt and pepper on the grill. So, what am I going to do?
I'm high.
I'm going to pour my beer on there.
Oh, just, you know, look, that's what it's like. Yeah. There was so much hype on this thing. Well, not like rage hype, but. I was getting a bit excited. Like, it's something different. And these guys were going to probably, potentially Slip Train could be the front runner of it in Brisbane.
Yeah. And because I did see, I was persuaded on this one because I saw quite glowing review of it the other night.
Mm.
And so, oh, okay. Then
were they paid, though?
Don't know. Or it just might someone talking through their ass. I don't know.
Yeah.
That happens.
There's a few of them that do that.
Well, again, it does sound like, you know, I'm being particularly negative, but it's fine. Like,
it's above just, a five, put it that way.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, I probably would buy it again.
Was it a bat?
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Have you never heard of them? You need to get in your backyard more. Jeez. These things are like, when I had the banana trees, holy shit. Oh, funny story. One day, this is when I smoked, because I was there for ages ago. The people at the back here, there was a girl lady living there. And then she had a friend over, and it was like a Tuesday night, and they're on the Vinos. And I walked out here and lit up a smoke, and there must have been a bat in a tree, and it fucking flew straight towards him. Ah! I was in tears. Oh, I don't know what it is, but I love people shitting themselves. It's just the funniest shit ever. Yeah,
but the reason why I don't go out in my backyard now,
what?
It's covered in dog shit.
You're like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's like the inside of the house is covered in piss. The outside of the house, you walk out, and it's like a minefield of just dog shit. It's like, what the hell?
Dog shit boulevard.
Like, again, I brought this up. I still don't get the appeal of dogs. What's the appeal as a dog owner? What am I missing here?
Good point. Like, at least your dogs don't sleep in your bed.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As soon as they're old enough to not to, like, you know, chew and stuff and choke, you know, they'll be there, which I'm going to hate because I sleep hot, like, as a night. I sweat too much already. I don't want anyone else on my bed. Like, I don't even go close to the missus. Like,
it's just the hot box. Yeah.
I'm like cliffhanging on the side of the bed trying to get as far away from anyone else in my bed as possible.
Just
so,
to get cool, yeah. But, like, we got a chihuahua.
Yeah.
But Chihuahua's pretty good. Like, he's taller trained and he'll run to the back door and things like that, but he just sleeps in the bed. Oh, he's a good dog. Like, now he's trained, but prior to that, like, fuck that. Your dog needs to be trained.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're shit if they're not.
I know, they're young. We're getting there, but it's,
puppy preschool, mate.
And the other thing is, that I hate, it's like, you're constantly on suicide watch for these damn things. Because all they want to do is eat stuff that's going to kill them. Like, you let you. Well, we've got like kitty gates to stop them going into kids' rooms, and we left one slightly open, and it ran in there, and like my son did the other night, ate a marble.
I shouldn't laugh.
But we got the marble out of the dog's mouth. Not so good for my son. He's fine. Don't worry. But as soon as the gates open, right, let's go eat this. No, he's gonna kill you. And it's like, God's sakes, like, how do dogs still exist as a species? Like, all they want to do, there's so many things that can kill them, make them sick.
Yeah.
And so many things that they can't do because they'll kill them, make them sick. And so how do they still exist?
The things you don't think of too, like chocolate and coffee and stuff like that. If they have any of those things, because they don't have sweat glands.
Like, if they were always this dumb, like, wolves would have died out after about 3 weeks of existing. Like, they you know, look at me, I'm a wolf. Walk through the forest, eat a twig, choke on it, and dies. Oh, well, had a good life. That's me done.
I think wolves have more common sense. But your dogs are going good, though. Like, the first couple of times we left them home by yourself, they'll whinge you, but now they're just like, You hear him fly out like the door. funny little things.
Yeah. Score for the beer.
I wouldn't drive more than 40 minutes to get it.
That's no.
That's the start. I would buy it again. Curiosity killed the cat.
See, I don't know whether I'd buy this one again. I would buy other cold IPAs again just to get a comparison going.
Yeah, you're right there. But, like, it's okay. It's... There's better choices to drink. Like, you would have paid, what, 25, 26?
Yeah, it's about 26, I think.
For the four-pack. Yeah. What are they, APV wise?
6.8.
Yeah, which is about run-of-the-mill sort of pricing. I'll go with 6.
Yeah. Well, very, you know, big hoppy flavours. From the name alone... I was expecting to be quite a crisp, refreshing beer.
Yeah.
It's not really. It's a very hoppy, kind of full-flavoured IPA, really.
It just feels really hoppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really hoppy. That's the feature. Which,
again, it would be fine if that's what I was expecting, because I was expecting something else, and, you know, I didn't know what I was really going to get.
Mm.
It kind of has a match what I thought it was going to be. So, but it's a nice beer. It's still okay. I don't think it's anything special but on its own.
Yeah.
Benefit of the doubt, I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
Just, I don't have anything else to compare it to in that category, so I don't know whether it's a good one or a bad one, so it kind of gets inflated a little bit because this is the first of its kind I've had. I'll give it a 7.
And Slipstream are a good brewery too.
Yeah.
They really are.
They are a very good brewery.
I reckon they're underappreciated a little bit.
Yes, they have.
Like, they're not in the spotlight anymore.
I think they're more in the spotlight now since they've opened up the more.
Oh, I mean, style. In that sense, but I'm sort of seeing more Ballistic Black Ops, that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Even though they're they could compete with those.
Circuits. And it's funny because like Slipstream are run, they do have the same craft investors like Mighty Craft.
Yeah, yeah.
Ballistic have got the momentum going with them, get a lot of attention. Where Slipstream's kind of excuse the pun, they're in the Slipstream behind them.
Yeah,
like just chasing their tail. So
yeah.
But yeah, the good brewery, good beers. All right, so next up on this 50th edition of the Pouring Old Man podcast, Chris has brought along an old friend.
Yeah, very old friend. Probably one of my favourite beers ever, and I'm pretty sure everyone that listens has a good chance they've tried it before.
Yep.
It is Misty Miyagi Hazy IPA from Deep Creek Brewing Co.
Classic.
Very classic. It's one of my favourite beers of all time. I just can't get past them. Like, I'm... addicted to them. One thing I love about it though is the can art.
I like how they got a theme to them. Like they're all the same sort of theme, not like the different ones in the lineup, but they're all different enough. So
yeah. Like this has got the koi fish swimming up a waterfall.
Yep.
The lotus flowers, etc., etc. If you don't know, Deep Creek Brewing is a product of New Zealand, Auckland. Matter of fact,
certainly is.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to get into it or
absolutely? I was just trying to look at. I know. I just want to quickly mention, New Zealand just had their New Zealand Beer Awards.
Oh, right.
I was just seeing if this one actually picked anything up, but no.
Oh.
Silver Award, the Deep Creek got a couple of golds for different ones. A couple of the other ones in these sort of ranges got awards. But the one I want to mention that's interesting, the award for Best Large, this is not just independent, this Best Large Brewery in New Zealand.
All right.
Didn't go to Lion or DB in New Zealand for one of the first times. Went to Garage Project.
Oh, that's awesome.
And like, the crazy thing is, like, Garrett Pro, they're only 10 years old. So within 10 years, they are now, one, large enough to be, stacked up alongside, the two biggest breweries in New Zealand. Two, ranked better than them. So that's quite an achievement anyway.
That's a great milestone.
Yeah. Yes, back to the beer I had.
The beer speaks for itself.
It's a lovely orange juicy kind of...
Yeah, you can smell it.
Firstly crushed orange, squeeze in your hand and it all...
Pineapple.
You get pineapple? I get orange.
Oh, it's like...
It's orange pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good blend.
In New Zealand, we call it Raro. I don't... What do you call cordial?
We call it cordial.
No, it wasn't the brand, though.
Oh, Cordies?
Cordies, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the sachet cordial?
No. The powdered stuff? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we have like the powdered Raro.
It's like Kool-Aid, isn't it? Like the American version of Kool-Aid.
Taste the Kool-Aid.
Taste the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Speaking of which, I thought you had something you wanted to mention.
Ah, do you want to talk about Under the Influences?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to, a bit of a discussion point. This might get a little serious, which is dangerous when we're like 3 beers into the night.
Mm-hmm.
Something popped up on a Facebook group the other day, and surprisingly, it wasn't Brisbane Beer Barons. But I was this guy had put up there, what are you guys' feelings towards this kind of Instagram marketing? What it was a young lady in lingerie with a beer that was positioned next to her. Pretty much 95% of the photo was her in lingerie.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be a beer next to her. So, oh yeah, there's a beer there. And it was promoting what the beer was.
Mm.
And as a guy, I thought it was a really good point. What do you guys think of this? I think it's tacky and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And eventually created discussions and arguments and stuff online, so the post actually got removed, which really annoyed me because, one, I don't associate that sort of stuff with that Facebook group. I thought it was more mature-minded sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really annoying that people can't have a proper discussion about this, because I think it's really interesting.
Mm. One, we should put it on our page.
What, you want to see me in a lingerie next to a beer, mate? No. There's more of a Warren thing, really.
It is, actually.
Yeah, he likes wearing short skirts.
Go on, commando. I understand it. Like, let's look at the tale of time. Sex is always sold.
Yes.
And some of the very first things of advertising that were ever found were for wine companies back in ancient Greece, where they had a half-naked woman holding a jug of wine. And as you progress through time, from cigarettes to gin, anything that was classed as like an adult luxury, I suppose, has always had sex appeal behind it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we are humans in a primitive state. If you see something great, you're going to be... It's just natural.
It's natural. Sex appeals to us. It's the lowest common denominator for us, is that sex just appeals to us.
And it
annoys me when people deny that and say, oh, you shouldn't use sex to advertise. It's fine to a degree.
Correct.
I don't mind it being like leaned into. I mean, suggested and stuff like that. Attractive person with a product, boom, sell. No worries. But when it's... getting more of the explicit time, and the only thing that these types of images are is woman and hardly any clothing. How does that relate to the beer? Like,
and the beer was like the back front.
Yeah, and like my take on it is, I said it to you the other day, is it all depends whether you want to be liked or you want to be respected.
Which, in the scheme of things, in advertising, respect is more sustainable. Like the liking aspect is to the marketing sort of ploy behind it is, say if you follow someone that's going to make a splash, and so it's a naked chick with her nipples are basically beer cans, hypothetically.
Yes. I wouldn't say hypothetically, I've seen plenty of posts like that in the last couple of weeks, so yes.
To follow it up, to have the consequence behind that, the alcohol company will make that beer cheaper, so again, it's a second appeal for people to buy to stabilise itself in the market. That's the actual approach of it.
Mm.
I get it, but it's not sustainable.
No.
And there's an old adage, with anything that you do, you're better off starting with a shovel than buying an excavator.
Yeah.
Like that, in the long run, is a lot better. But everyone wants to make, everyone wants to get rich quick, and there's no elevator to the top. Yeah. That's all I can say.
And when it comes to online influencers, everyone's got to do something that appeals. Yep. And people use that, it's fine. Again, I don't have an issue against it. Yes, I like looking at attractive ladies, fine. I'm a male.
Fuck, I've showed you like the screenshots, like, last look at my search thing.
Was that your mum? No.
What the fuck, man?
The way I say, if you're going to do that, it's fine. It's fine, but it just annoys me because it's the cheapest way, the easiest way, just to try and get attention. And it's kind of low effort, low creativity. And as you can see with the stuff that I do with this, I like high creativity. I like things that are interesting and new. Doing that sort of stuff,
the BBC. Yeah. That's right.
But it's going for the low-hanging fruit. It's the lowest common denominator. Yeah. And what really annoys me is I get the stupid guys that fall for it, put comments on there, oh, you look amazing, babe. It's like, fuck off, mate. You seriously?
You're just adding fire.
It's like, oh, thanks, honey. Thanks. That's so nice. It's like, oh, mate. It's
funny because I actually did see, I don't know if it was a TikTok or an article, and like someone will do something good and there'll be 10,000 comments of,
yeah,
you look beautiful, basically.
Mm.
If you want to make a difference, call her fucking ugly. She'll get her attention. And so I took that advice, and there was something on TikTok where some chick was going on about, oh man, has anyone seen my 15-minute video going around? So I wrote, 15 minutes, they're rookie numbers, you need to pump that shit up. She said back, you couldn't afford any more than 50 minutes, mate. So I went, touche. The burn.
But yeah, you should start doing.
Well, you start doing that?
No, I'll just go out this. Like, you go out this here.
That's a bum.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll post that with my beer on... my beer on top of it like that, and people, oh, there's a bum in the beer.
You probably get booted off Instagram.
the light's not very good around here.
No, no.
That's a hairy bum shot. Do you want to take a hairy bum?
Nah, I'm good with that, man. That's gross.
The audio description, I was using my elbow bent to make it look like a bum.
Yellow Capricorn.
I don't know where yellow Capricorn came from. I should
call that the episode.
Yellow Capricorn. It's not bad, actually. Anyway, like I said, it was just something popped up online, and I thought it's an interesting topic. Like, where do we stand? Like, it's again, I've got nothing against them doing it, but I find it annoying that it's, yeah, to me, it's like, yeah, just
tacky.
Yeah, that's probably the right term. It's just tacky.
Craft is meant to be craft, and probably that goes back to that previous conversation about craft and independent.
Mm.
Independents are doing it, craft's not doing it. Because craft know there's a niche market.
Mm.
Independents are stuck in white noise and they need to get through the fuzz. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever cheap shots they need, it happens.
Yeah.
And it's easy to give someone $20 worth of beer and say post it, which is going to be worth a couple of probably $1,000 to them.
It's would you trust the opinion of someone that was given beer to review, or would you trust the opinion of someone that brought the beer to review it?
Oh, great question.
Like, if someone went out and spent their own money to buy the product, would you trust their review over someone who got sent the beer free of charge?
No, I would. More because you prefer an advocate opposed to a paid influence.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Advocacy is the greatest thing, like, hence, like, the people that turn up every week and listen to our download.
Mm.
You know, they download this potty, you know. We love that type of stuff, and advocacy is so much more stronger than cheap parlor tricks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could do cool tricks too. Wait till I get some of my Instagram photos and, you know, my hairy back and...
Well, you know, if
my little duck face pouches.
If you've got a hairy back, the one thing you need is sponsor shaver with a patented 17-blade shaving technique.
It was funny. No one said anything about that last week.
I know.
Not even was I.
No.
That was pretty shitty. He goes, oh, man, I love the mail. What about the jingle? The infomercial. Oh, come on, man. And then Mum didn't say anything. She was like, I was like, she goes, oh, that was a great episode, though. You know what I mean? Like, I really like the male part. You know, I love this part. I'm like, hey, what about the thing? Oh, yeah, that was good, too. You know, and I'm like,
All right, fine. No, I'm picking up the message here, so...
I just said...
No more fancy intro.
Mum said, she goes, was that real or not?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it was fake. And she goes, oh, I thought it was real. So maybe because they thought it was real advertising, they just went, switch off.
Skip advertising.
Ah, yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Right, so we were reviewing Mr. Miyagi here. Mm. Absolutely wonderful, juicy little number. It's been sitting there a while. We've been talking a while because all the condensation of the glasses are poured all over my hand. So, score-wise, what are you going for this?
Oh, nine all day. Yeah, nine all day. Like, you get that big, pungent fruit. Big, like to be honest, it's... I don't know if it's the AG of hazy IPAs. Like, it's better than the Bolter.
Yes.
Yeah. But the Bolt is good.
See, this is where I've said it before. There's two categories of hazy. There's the everyday hazy that you can come home, sip away, and that's your refreshing one. That's where the Bolt of hazy comes in.
Yeah.
Then there's this one, which are your big, like, you know, almost like your Imperial Stout versions of a hazy. Like, it's a big one shot, big punch, and you enjoy it once. Yeah. Wait a few days, have another one.
Yeah. And that's what I normally do. Like, I get the two, and I have, like, one and then something else. But two for $16, it's a pretty good deal. What are they, 440s? I love it. I can't get enough of it. And I remember the first time I tried it was, I'd probably say 2 years ago. First time I got it.
Yeah.
I was ordering fish and chips one night. You know what I mean? And I just went into First Choice and I seen it there on the shelf, new release. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll get that. You know what I mean? And I remember drinking it going, God damn. You know, like, this is great. And it wasn't there for a while. And then it came back.
Yeah. I have this strange thing towards it and the other Deep Creek Bears, because it wasn't First Choice, which overseas listeners like, big box liquor retail sort of place.
Yeah.
And so they never used to have much of the way of like craft beer. They just had to, like, you know, your normal, you know, mainstream stuff and then imitation craft, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then one of the first little craft beers they had in was the Deep Creek Range.
Mm.
And so because of the association with dodgy stuff there, I thought, well, this is a cheap knockoff stuff here. And so I thought, Aussie Deep Creek are just some, like, you know, nasty little brand.
Yeah.
I'm going to steer away from them, which
definitely not.
Was not the case. So they are, yeah, very good brewery.
Very good brewery. And
one to look out for that they do, I don't know whether it's a regular thing, it's called Senorita. It is a chili hazy IPA. That is something special.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
So, yeah.
It's right down the alley.
Mm.
Something weird.
Mm. Pretty much. Did I give a score? I can't remember.
No, you didn't.
No. Yeah, I'll probably give it a 9.
This is, oh yeah, definitely 9. Yeah. I think I gave it a 9.
You gave it a 9, yeah.
Definitely gave it a 9. This is that point where that male that came in from Star Wars. Are you getting drunk? Yes, we're getting close.
Right, so beer you got here, what have you got?
I've got from Bad Shepherd, probably in my top 5 breweries in Australia, the Choc Cherry Pastry Stout.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Massive fan of the peanut butter porter.
Yep.
And
I'm a massive fan of cherry ripes, and this is clearly what it's ripping off. Not ripping off, but riffing off, I suppose.
I didn't realise it was 8%, and it's 2.8% standard drinks.
All right.
Brimming with big, juicy flavours, this adults-only pastry stout will have you feeling nostalgic. Let the taste of the juicy, ripe cherries and dark chocolate take you back in time. With a creamy mouthfeel and a subtle hint of coconut, this beer is the perfect treat when you're feeling really indulgent.
Oh. Well, I'm feeling really indulgent, so let's crack in. Now, working against this beer is that it is a pastry stout, and it is, you know, ball sweating temperature here in Queensland, so probably not the ideal environment for it. It's...
You know what's funny? What was this TikTok video?
Yeah.
This is what he does. What was it? Stubborn Russian.
Yep.
His first line is, "We're not in stout season." And I went, yeah, it's interesting to do it. So did he just grab it out of the back of his fridge, or is he that hung up on stouts? He doesn't stop fucking drinking.
What was it like me? It's always stout season.
Yeah.
You know?
Can't do it. Can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I can. Actually, today I was sort of hankering for one.
Mm.
Like, I'll more so this one. I mean, been hankering for it, but
it's for me, it's like, you know, when is it, like, you know, wearing Van sneaker season for me all year round. when you have 12 pairs of them, you kind of got to space it out. And
mate, you get your money's worth.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been eyeing off another pair as well.
Oh,
so.
My god, my missus is like that. Buy shoes, fucking hell. I'm happy with my thongs. I wear my thongs every day.
I've noticed. Yeah,
yeah, like they don't come off.
All right, so talk to your stout.
I can smell the cherries.
Yeah. Okay, it's coming through.
I get sweetness.
I have had this beer before. Mm. I had it a while back, and I have good memories of it. But that first sort of taste I just had of it, kind of had like a medicine-y kind of sort of taste, which gave me bad mojo, bad vibes of...
childhood.
No. From the Halloween episode last year, the Ogden Nash's Pash Rash from Moondog, which started off like that, and it was awful, just awful. Yeah, and right. It was that beer was the pin in the balloon of Moondog. Like, when we had that beer, it was like, you know what? Now that I think about it, all these other beers we had from Moondog have been kind of crap as well. And that's when Wazza said, you know what? You're right. All of the Moondog beers I've had have been crap as well. It was like, you know what? Actually, Moondog is shit.
That's funny. It is funny. Speaking of shit beers.
Go on.
Last week, American ones.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to try not boof this up. But American beers are shit until we're proved otherwise. So, people, tell us some good American beers.
See, I'm still convinced that it's just those American beers were shit, and yeah, they were.
But we can't pick four.
But I've had
shit ones.
Yeah, but we've had good American beers before.
Okay, I've had one good American beer.
So there's the one that was brought, the Stella, whatever it is, the Nutella based one.
Yeah, that was great.
I brought the brown ale against the grain. There's a few episodes back. It's on the episode. I'm hitting the back catalogue a lot in this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on Shooter's Phantom Wipe episode.
I wasn't there.
It was me and Pity. It was the one had the guy's underpants with the brown stain on them. But,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was a really good brown ale. Mm. And a good friend Josh, actually, this is even before he was a rep for Bricklane, gave me a bottle of KBS Stout.
Yeah, right.
And that was sensational.
Yeah, he likes that too.
Yeah. So there are good ones. We just, you know, we got the ones that are freely available at like a bulk liquor barn, so.
Yeah, but if you're going to showcase something.
We put to the test. I think if we have a longer run-up and time to prepare, we can go to a fancy bottle shop.
Fancy
bottle shop. I got some fancy American beer. Because, like I said, I refuse to believe that all American craft beer is crap. Yeah. Especially because you look at the ones that the likes of like Garrett Approach always team up with. Like, you know, Firewalker Brewing, Trillium, all these other ones. They've got really good reputations.
Yeah, that's true too. We just need to get our hands on them.
Yes.
The problem is where we are, the access to shit.
Well, that's why we need to go to the fancy bottle shops.
We need to take a pack lunch.
Yes, I'll take a pack lunch to go into the city. Oh, look at that. Oh, they got a high rise there. That's amazing. Oh, that's fantastic. We took the trolley car to there. It cost me $3 to get. We had piccolo cucumber sandwiches. That was amazing.
Piccolo cucumber sandwiches. Oh, man. We're going to stop drinking heavy beer.
We certainly do, yes.
But is that if we got more people here, it's
lonely at the top, mate. You know,
it is lonely.
50 episodes in, and we've been abandoned by the others. So.
Well, was at Dracula's?
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that place still alive?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I went there with.
I don't know if it was last night or tonight, but he's there having the time of his life on the Gold Coast for his. We're hoping it's.
Have you ever been to Dracula's?
No, it is on my bucket list. I had the opportunity a while
ago.
Don't
put it on your bucket list, mate.
No, man. I heard it was great.
What? Who told you that?
People that have been?
I've been. I'm about to tell you different.
All right. That's good. This is
well, I'm not going to get it. I thought it was really, like, kind of shit.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I remember some people have told me, like, oh, man, that was the best thing I ever done. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. But now you're saying that. Clearly, they haven't done much in their lives. That's fucking exciting.
So, getting back onto the beers.
Yeah.
Just to wrap things up here.
Yeah, we've got to get moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bad Shepherd, Choc Cherry Stout. What's your thoughts on this?
I like the cherry flavour to it.
Mm.
Like, it's like maraschino cherry.
Yeah, it's got that syrupy fruitiness coming through. It's
which you sort of want. Like, let's say they're trying to rip off a cherry ripe.
That's right, yeah.
And cherry ripe is that maraschino coconut
flavour,
you know what I mean? So, they're ticking those boxes pretty well.
The one thing that's missing for me is that they're trying to do the cherry ripe. They're missing the coconut.
Yeah, right. It's not really massive. You need the fake coconut, you know that.
Yeah. But yeah, so it just needs a bit more of the coconut just to break up that syrupy sweetness kind of thing. That makes it. A subtle hint of coconut. Well, it is very subtle.
Very subtle.
Very subtle.
You lived up to your words.
Yes. Yeah, it's. My memories of this beer from the first time are better than what it is this time, I think. And again, it might not be the temperature and the night for it. But yeah, it's a nice beer. It's sweet. It's chocolatey. It's, I say it's syrupy, but it's fine.
It's not their best beer.
No.
But it's good. It's not their best beer. I still like the peanut butter porter better.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, score?
I'm going to give it a 7, I think.
I'm probably going to give it a 6.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, again, in my memories, I'm probably giving it a 7 or 8 from what I thought of it back then. But tonight,
you've evolved. You've transcended.
I don't think. It's just not working for me tonight. So yeah. I'll probably give it a 6. Well, thank you for joining us on the 50th episode of the Pouring Old Man podcast. Hey, before I go, I've got a joke for you.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you call a joke without a punchline?
No idea.
Well, that's all I've got time for this episode of The Poor Old Man. I've been Russell.
I've been Chris.
And we'll get to the next one.
Thank you.